The proposed ordinance formalizes participation, operation, and maintenance, as well as lease agreements, between ML&P and CEA. The partnership would oversee the joint development and operation of a new generation facility to be located in South Anchorage near the existing Chugach headquarters. ML&P's 2008 capital expenditure share was set at $3 million. It also authorized the city's power utility to proceed with Chugach to procure the turbines needed for the project. Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich had announced the proposed project at a mid-July press conference, but it needs the Assembly's blessing to proceed. During the public testimony, CEA Board of Directors member Jeff Lipscomb described the advantages of the proposed partnership, called the South Central Alaska Power Project. Those advantages focused on a future 200-megawatt generation plant.
Building one large plant instead of two smaller plants saves Anchorage residents tens of millions of dollars. Lower fuel cost. New generation is substantially more efficient than the 30-year-old generation that currently exists. For Chugach, we expect this gas savings will be in the millions of dollars annually.
Because of its lower-priced gas supply, ML&P customers currently enjoy lower rates than CEA users. The former has about 30,000 customers, most in the core area of the city. Chugach, which is a cooperative, has about 64,000 members. Assemblymember Sheila Selcraig asked Lipscomb what would happen to ML&P rates within the participation agreement.
The rates will be specific to each participant.
Based on your gas costs?
Based on our gas costs, based on our financing cost,
okay.
Based on our depreciation schedule, and our overhead that Chugach has. That overhead, that depreciation, that interest expense on the investment, and the gas costs for ML&P will be separate and will determine the rates for the ML&P customers.
As for those expenses, in the ordinance, the municipality estimates ML&P's overall total cost for its participation in the project from 2008 through 2013 at just over $110 million. Developer Mark Marlowe also commented on the joint project before the Assembly. For several years, Marlowe has proposed revitalizing the Kinnick Arm Power Plant on Whitney Road. Marlowe said his facility would produce both electricity and heat.
If we're going to spend $110 million creating new generation, we should invest that money where we're going to get collateral benefit by being able to harvest the heat and do nice things for the community.
Assemblymember Dan Coffey requested the Assembly hold another work session before voting on the participation agreement. He said additional questions had arisen since a previous work session just last Friday. His Assembly colleagues agreed they needed to meet again. After the Assembly adjourned, Coffey summarized his concerns. First of all, he wanted clarification about Matanuska Electric Association's potential inclusion, and there were others.
The series of questions posed by Mr. Marlowe in some written communications he sent to all of us and responses to and from Chugach Electric and associates of Mr. Marlowe relative to the federal energy legislation that allows non-monopolistic utilities, requires them to purchase electric power from private sources, and whether or not that should play any kind of a role in this agreement between ML&P and Chugach Electric.
Coffey says those questions are worth asking.
It's $400 million, and whether those questions have validity or not, they at least ought to be asked and we can get some answers.
Coffey, along with other members, will pose their questions at a two-hour Friday work session scheduled to begin at noon. The meeting takes place in the first floor Assembly conference room at City Hall. The next Assembly meeting is Tuesday, August 19th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.